Hey listeners, today's sponsor is an absolute must for fans of Tesla, SpaceX, and all of Elon Musk's world-changing companies. Introducing StarshipShirts.com. They've got a fantastic selection of merch, from t-shirts and hoodies to hats and accessories, all inspired by Elon's innovative vision. So why not wear your support for the companies driving the future? Head to StarshipShirts.com and show the world you're on the cutting edge. Thanks for supporting the show. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another electrifying episode of the Elon Musk podcast. Today, we're diving into a story that's currently sparking conversations around the globe. We're talking about Tesla's recent move towards India, a country with a burgeoning market for electric vehicles. We'll be discussing the upcoming visit of Tesla executives to India, their plans to meet with government officials, and the potential of establishing a local supply chain for Tesla vehicle components. We'll also delve into the implications of this move, the challenges Tesla has faced in the Indian market, and what this could mean for the future of electric vehicles. Now, in a potential game-changing move for the EV industry, a delegation of senior Tesla executives are visiting India. Now, the visit, confirmed by multiple media sources, is intended to facilitate discussions with federal government officials. Now, these include representative from the Prime Minister's office. And the primary focus of these discussions will be the exploration of local supply chains for Tesla vehicle components. Now, this visit could also signal a turning point in the historically strained relationship between India and Tesla. The EV giant had previously attempted to penetrate the Indian market, even going so far as to form a local team and begin vehicle testing. However, the Indian government's refusal to make concessions on tax policy, coupled with its advice against Tesla selling China-made cars in the country, led to a stalemate. And the delegation from Tesla will comprise of senior executives and managers from the company's supply chain, manufacturing, and business development teams. They're all based in Austin, Texas. And it's anticipated that the executives once again broach the topic of lower import taxes on their vehicles, potentially suggesting alternative solutions to the impasse. Now, recent reports suggest that Tesla has initiated discussions around building an EV factory in India. This news follows the company's announcement of the development of a next-generation platform and two new car models. And according to sources, Tesla has proposed the establishment of an EV manufacturing plant in India, intended for both domestic sales and exports. And this could resolve the deadlock that has characterized the relationship between Tesla and India. And last year, India rejected Tesla's request for a tax cut on car imports, which could have been as high as 100%. And the Indian government has been pushing for Tesla to produce cars locally, while Tesla has been keen on testing the market with imports first. And the upcoming visit by Tesla's senior executives to India is seen as a significant step towards resolving these issues. While there are no discussions about lower import taxes so far, Tesla has offered to set up a new factory, although the location and investment amount remains unspecified. Now, in March, Tesla announced the development of new car models based on a next-generation platform. These vehicles, which will be produced using innovative methods and technologies, are expected to be more affordable, thereby appealing to a wider consumer base. And Tesla initially planned to build a factory in Mexico to produce these new cars, with production slated to begin soon. And given the affordability of these new models, they could potentially be a huge success in the market of India. And as Tesla continues to innovate and expand, it makes strategic sense for the company to establish a new factory in India. This would not only cater to the local market, but also serve as a hub for exporting these affordable Tesla car models to other countries. And this move by Tesla could potentially revolutionize the EV market in India, a country that is increasingly focusing on sustainable and renewable energy sources. It also aligns with India's ambitious goals of becoming a major player in the global EV market. Now, there's no further developments as of right now, but the future of EVs in India is looking pretty bright if Elon and company are going over there and possibly building a factory. Now, let's move our focus from India to the United States. In a move that's sparking controversy among EV owners, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has officially signed a bill that imposes a $200 annual fee for EV registration renewals. Effective from September 1st, 2023, this new legislation also mandates an initial $400 fee for registering a new EV. It's important to note this tax is exclusive to fully electric vehicles like Teslas, and it spares hybrids and plug-in hybrids. The revenue from this new EV registration fee will be funneled into the same coffers as the existing 20 cents per gallon gasoline tax, which funds Texas's road infrastructure. So the State House representative, quoted by the Dallas Morning News, emphasized the significance of this move, stating, "This is extremely important to make sure people are paying their fair share and that we have adequate funding for the preservation and maintenance of our highways in the future." Now, with over 200,000 EVs currently on Texas roads and an additional 30,000 added this year, the state anticipates raising at least $38 million from this new fee. This figure, while substantial, is dwarfed by the projected $3.8 billion revenue from the gas tax in 2024. However, the financial impact on individual EV owners is more pronounced, with Texans driving gas-powered vehicles paying an average of approximately $130 per year in state gas taxes, according to EPA and Federal Highway Administration data. Now, while the concept of an annual EV registration fee was not widely contested when the bill was proposed, critics have voiced concerns about the fee's amount. Luke Metzger, executive director of Environment Texas, argued in April, "If that's a $200 fee, the driver of a Nissan Leaf, which is efficient, might be paying as much as a driver of a gas-powered Hummer, which is ridiculous." Now, despite these objections, the Texas House unanimously approved the bill last month, and with Governor Abbott's signature, it is now official state policy. I want to say thank you for listening to the Elon Musk podcast today, and thank you for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me. I want you to please take care of yourselves and each other. And if you could, take a second and hit the subscribe or follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're on right now. It will help the show tremendously. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much again, and I'll see you in the next one. I need your help. If you're a SpaceX fan, please consider subscribing to our Spaceflight YouTube channel, Space News Pod. Stay up to date on all the latest news from SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight events, and join us on this interstellar journey and explore the cosmos together. Only on Space News Pod, youtube.com/Space News Pod. There's a link in the show notes. Thank you very much for subscribing.